Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Football on off the ball.
That's the minimum we're going to get, because we weren't great against Hungary, yeah, but we won the game.
Yeah.
Why did we win the game? Just effort. It was effort leveling.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Welcome to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Eve Conway. Coming up today, we'll look at Ireland's possible opponents in the World Cup playoff semi-finals after results last night secured our spot in Pot 3. The Ireland under-17 team bow out of the World Cup following a 3-1 defeat to Switzerland in Qatar. And the Ireland under-19s and under-21s suffered defeats in their respective European Championship qualifiers. First, international results last night including Wales beating North Macedonia 7-1 and Austria drawing 1-1 with Bosnia and Herzegovina confirmed Ireland's spot in Pot 3 for the World Cup playoffs in March. The draw will take place tomorrow, Thursday, at 12 p.m. in Zurich, with Ireland set to face either Poland, Wales, Czechia or Slovakia away from home. Irish Examiner football correspondent John Fallon was on Off the Ball Breakfast this morning to break down the potential opponents for Ireland.
Poland obviously have the name, they have the calibre and the history, qualified for 7 World Cups, and they have a player in Robert Lewandowski who is world class, but he's not the Robert Lewandowski that Ireland faced, you know, 10 years ago. He's 37, it's his last, he's in sort of the Ronaldo ream. So they're the one, yeah, if you were to look at it and you were to go by, you know, cold clinical criteria of FIFA ranking, they're 33, Ireland are 62. That will increase today. They'll rise when the FIFA rankings are brought out today. But yeah, I think ideally they're the ones that you would want to avoid. But if you're to get Poland, okay, the idea of going to Warsaw and winning ordinarily would seem quite daunting. But after the last week, would you be daunted? I wouldn't be at all. Considering where both countries are at, you look at the others then, you know, Wales, watched a bit of them last night, they came good at the end, but had some blips along the way, were beaten twice by Belgium, you know, conceded 8 goals in those 2 games, although, you know, they do have some firepower and a star in the making in terms of Brennan Johnson. Czech Republic, or Czechia as they're known, again, nowhere near their former glories. This current team, they've a caretaker manager due to being beaten by the Faroe Islands last month. They immediately sacked the manager, so they'll have a new manager in place come March when the playoff is on. So again, do they get the manager bounced? Do they get a manager who's going to take time to bed in? It's probably an advantage to Ireland, where did they get them? And they are devoid of the world stars that we would have seen with them before, the likes of Nedved and that. They're not around. You know, they have Souček from West Ham and Koufal and a few other players who would be seen as being reliable rather than, you know, being match winners. And then the last of the options is Slovakia, which I think is what everyone would want, and no disrespect to them, but just in terms of how close they are to Ireland in terms of rankings, are 46.
And remember, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30. Ireland midfielder Conor Coventry was on the football show with Owen Shehan last night to reflect on a hectic week which saw him make his senior debut off the bench against Portugal at the Aviva last Thursday. Owen asked him about what changed to get the wins over Portugal and Hungary.
the willingness to go again and want to have success and keep fighting for everything is what I've seen, that determination and that that leadership from, you know, some of the senior players. And I just think that will everyone wanted to pull together and do something for the country and have a positive impact. And it certainly have.
You mentioned Seamus Coleman there yourself. Nathan Collins mentioned Coleman and John Egan as well in his after the match interview that he gave on Sunday. Can you talk to us a little bit about the influence that those two players have on the entire squad with the experience that they have?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I think both of them are real welcoming characters and like get around the group and speak to everyone. And just, I think you see the way they train and speak and push standards. I mean, we got in Monday and Seamus straight away is pushing the standards. The first meeting, he's talking and he's sort of saying, obviously, enjoy being here, but remember why we're here to win and we're here to try and go to the World Cup. And I think the standards they push and some of the talk Seamus does are just incredible, you know, like really goosebumps sort of invoking stuff. And yeah, I think the standards they want to push and the belief they have in the rest of the group as well. Obviously, Seamus would have been in some real good teams and same with John, and they really have real belief in this group that they can achieve something.
If you want to hear that chat back in full, you can do so in your OTB football podcast stream now. Wales boss Craig Bellamy praised a close to perfect performance from his team in their final qualifier. Captain Harry Wilson scored a hat-trick in Cardiff, and the win secured Wales a second-place finish in their group, which guarantees them a home playoff semi-final in March.
Tonight was as close to perfect that I could have asked for, and I don't believe in perfect. I'm not a perfect person. I haven't met one who is. But as a performance-wise, it was as close as we could have hoped for to that.
Hat-trick hero Harry Wilson feels Cardiff will be an intimidating place for any away team in March.
We play at home and we're confident against anyone. Who showed, you know, for 20 minutes against Belgium, the top 10 nation, what we can be like. But then in the semi-final, we'll have to do it for 90 minutes, I know that. But yeah, I think whoever we play, I think going into that game, we need to be confident.
Scotland boss Steve Clarke admits leading the country to a first World Cup since 1998 is the highlight of his career. They scored twice in injury time to beat Denmark 4-2 in dramatic fashion at Hampden Park. Scott McTominay opened the scoring with a spectacular overhead kick after only 3 minutes. Rasmus Højlund equalised for the Danes with a penalty 12 minutes into the second half, but away side had Rasmus Christensen sent off shortly after. It was 2-2 in injury time when substitute Kieran Tierney put Scotland on the brink of qualification, and Kenny McLean made sure of the win with a stunning goal from the halfway line. Scotland finished top of Group C ahead of the Danes to secure a place at the finals in America, Canada and Mexico. Clark can't wait for it.
I've spoken to you before about how much I want to go to a World Cup with my country. I had a chance as a player, it passed me by, and suddenly you start to think, might be the last one, might be the last chance. But it's not, we're there. So yeah, fantastic moment, I feel great. I'm going to enjoy myself tonight and tomorrow night and the night after that.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
With the state of today's economy, it's more important than ever to invest in products that last for years to come. As the seasons shift and get cooler, make sure your closet is stocked with durable layers that stand the test of time from American Giant. American Giant's clothes work harder and are wearable season after season. Their greatest hoodie ever made is made from the highest quality materials that are cut and sewn right here in the United States. So you're investing right back in your local community. Choosing American Giant means taking a stand for American manufacturing and hardworking Americans, something other mega corporations don't care about. From fleece to knit, all in a range of colors for versatile daily wear, American Giant delivers everyday pieces designed for everyday life. Feel the difference of quality, made-to-last clothes from American Giant. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
Scotland captain Andy Robertson says it means everything to have helped the nation reach the finals.
one of the best feelings in the world. Yeah, I'll be right up there with the best nights of my life. To take this country to a World Cup is, the hugest of honours. And we had the belief. Today we had that feeling that tonight was going to be a special night, and thankfully we delivered on that.
The Liverpool defender spoke to BBC Scotland Pitchside after the game and said his former teammate Diogo Jota was in his thoughts all day in the build-up to the game.
Today I've been in bits. I know that the age of Matt and everything, this could be my last chance of World Cup. I couldn't get my mate Diogo Jota out of my head today. We spoke so much together about the World Cup. He missed out in Qatar because of injury, I missed out. But Scotland never went, and we always discussed what it'd be like going to this World Cup. And I know he'll be somewhere smiling over me today. And I just couldn't get him out of my head the whole day. So I was in a bit of trouble in my room earlier. But like I said, I think I hit it well off the boys. And I'm just so glad it's ended up this way.
The Dutch Caribbean island nation of Curaçao has become the smallest nation to qualify for a World Cup. They drew 0-0 with Jamaica on the final day of CONCACAF qualifying and joined Panama and Haiti in booking their place at next summer's tournament. Curaçao are managed by Dick Advocaat, who missed the game due to personal reasons. Jamaica needed a win to top the group and qualify, and they were awarded a penalty 4 minutes into injury time in Kingston, but it was overturned by VAR. Jamaica go into the playoffs, but Steve McLaren won't be in charge next year. He announced in his post-match press conference that he was stepping down in the best interests of the team for them to go forward.
I will be forever grateful to have led the Reggae Boys. It really has been an honour, respect and one love to you all.
The Ireland under-17's fantastic run at the World Cup has come to an end, following a 3-1 defeat to Switzerland in the last 16. Colin O'Brien's side, who overcame Canada on penalties last Friday in dramatic fashion, will head home from Qatar after Switzerland proved too much for the boys in green. Dundalk's Vinnie Leonard scored in the 82nd minute, but despite an increase in attacking pressure, there was to be no magical comeback for the team. Meanwhile, it was a horror show for the under-21s in their European Championship qualifier. Jim Crawford's side lost 4-0 away to Andorra, who only had 3 wins in their previous 85 games at this level. Ireland are third in Group D, behind England and Slovakia, and narrowly ahead of Andorra, Moldova and Kazakhstan. Ireland's next game is at home to Moldova on the 26th of March. The under-19s came up short against the Netherlands 4-2 in their UEFA European Under-19 Championship qualifier. They started the game well and were 2-1 up early in the second half before a strong Netherlands comeback secured their victory. Ireland now sit third in Group A, behind the Netherlands and Kazakhstan, and ahead of Cyprus. Arsenal boss Renee Sleggers is confident that her side will find the best form after a disappointing start to the season. The Champions League holders will host Real Madrid tonight. Sleggers' side have won just one of their 3 games in the new league format so far.
It's easier to get to the top than staying at the top. So what do you have to do to keep on delivering? With getting to the top, expectations rise. And I don't think the expectations on the outside are affecting us. But of course, we have high expectations on ourselves.
Arsenal midfielder Maria Canaletti said their indifferent form isn't down to them having a hangover from winning the competition last season. Arsenal are 11th in the new format and already 8 points behind league leaders Manchester City in the WSL.
It's hard to stay high every game and do things perfect every game. It's what we want, and we want to turn that situation, but that's football, and that's the reality of that league, of the women's football right now. The level is so high and everyone can hurt you.
Manchester United boss Mark Skinner says his side can't give Wolfsburg any respect when the two teams meet in Germany tonight. United have a 100% record in the competition so far. Wolfsburg have one of their best attacks in Europe, led by German international Alexander Popp. Skinner insists his team are capable of managing their opponents' threats.
We're really looking forward to it. I think the players are in great spirits. We've played really well up until this part of the season, so we're really looking forward to giving a good shift and looking forward to gracing this beautiful stadium with a good performance.
The United game kicks off at 5:45, while Arsenal's match has an 8 p.m. start. And finally, Arsenal men are set to find out the full extent of a thigh injury suffered by Gabriel on international duty with Brazil. The 27-year-old defender limped off in discomfort during Brazil's friendly against Senegal and has returned to Arsenal for treatment. Some reports suggest he could be out until January. Arsenal play Tottenham in the North London derby at the Emirates on Sunday, a game you'll be able to hear live on Off the Ball. That's about all we have time for today on this Football Daily. I'm Eve Conway, and we'll be back with more tomorrow, including the draw for the World Cup playoffs.
To unlock much more from the OTB football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.
Since 2011, American Giant has been making everyday clothing with extraordinary effort. Not in far-off factories, but right here in the USA. We obsess over fabrics, fit, and details, because if you're going to wear it every day, it should feel great and last for years. From the cut of a hoodie to the finishing of a seam, nothing is overlooked. Our supply chain is tight-knit and local, which means less crisscrossing the country and more care in every step. The result is durable clothing, t-shirts, hoodies, sweatpants, and denim that become part of your life season after season. This isn't fast fashion, it's clothing made with purpose by people who care as much about how it's made as how it fits. Get 20% off your first order with code STAPLE20 at American-Giant.com. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.